This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 28, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. If there's anyone left who isn't sure the Rocket Racing League is going to be fun to watch, they were not here at Whitman Regional Airport at dusk on Saturday night. The Rocket Racing demonstrator was out to do some taxi testing on the field. The crew needed to make sure everything had held together in shipping before Tuesday's public demonstration at Oshkosh, and the FAA wanted the tests to be held off till after 8 p.m. when the field closed down. The X-Core-powered Velocity Canard did 2 3-second tests, and then one longer burn of about 5 seconds. And all I can say is it might be louder than the Harriers. It's going to be very fun to watch, and given the dramatic kerosene-oxygen flame, these guys will be nuts if they don't schedule some of their events at night. I'll try to bring you some better sound from a future Rocket Racing event. All my portable equipment here at Oshkosh is a little overwhelmed by the sound level, but the funny little burp at the end is exactly how it sounds in person. Even before AirVenture opens today, it's been apparent that high fuel prices are not going to keep this event down. Dick Nepinski is EAA's Director of Communications. Dick, I see lots of planes and lots of campers in Camp Scholar. Some of the local and regional events were down this year due to the fuel prices. Are people giving up on other events to come here instead?
As we do research throughout the event, we'll probably find that out. But we can say we know that advanced camping arrivals were up over last year. Warbird registration was up over the same period last year. We have more exhibitors this year. We have certainly a lot of interest in the advanced online ticketing. So all of those things were coming together, and it looks like it's going to be a very good event. Despite some people who look at fuel prices or the economy or everything else, people might be economizing to make that one special trip.
Well, Dick, we wish you great success with the event, and thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure, always.
Bob Miller arrived on Sunday afternoon, part of a big contingent that comes every year from EAA Chapter 46 in Western New York. He says he comes as much for the people as he does to see the new toys.
For me, one of the best parts is this grouping that you see right here. We have some 70 or 80 people that drove out or flew out or however they got here from our local EAA Chapter 46. Jim Cavanaugh comes out and sets up a tenting camping area a full week ahead of the event. So for me, it's a lot of socialization and, frankly, a lot of very good hangar talk.
I'll talk more with Bob in today's Aero News special feature. There were only two major news announcements on Sunday. Flight Design debuted its new MC for Metal Concept. It's a new SLSA, which should be ready to start deliveries this December. Icon Aircraft spared no expense rolling out its A5 Light Sport Amphibian. The flying prototype made its first flight less than 3 weeks ago, but the guys from Icon were ready with a flashy multimedia presentation in the EAA Museum. The crowd was made up mostly of grizzled industry insiders who openly questioned the ratio of sizzle to steak at the event. But even they were applauding by the time it was through when they saw the motorized demo of the folding wings, the arrival of the flying prototype in folded-up mode on a trailer behind a Land Rover, and the video of the first flight. The company claims to have 211 advance orders. Now, of course, Icon has to finish testing, set up for production, and deliver the product. We'll see what the industry cynics are saying next year. We've covered the development of this plane, but it still surprised me to see how nicely this aircraft turned out. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. PS Engineering's new audio panel lets you leave the iPod at home. Diamond lends a hand to orphaned T-Alert owners. And the Delta Northwest merger faces a lawsuit. Also, check out the ANN special feature. It's Monday, so my guest will be CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. I'll also get to spend a few minutes talking with Matthias Betsch, who is the CEO of Flight Design in Germany. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.